Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to Conscious Cool Chic Radio. My name is Molly McCord, and I'm delighted you are here today. ConsciousCoolChic.com is a convergent zone of wisdom for anyone interested in expanding their consciousness. I am a consciousness catalyst playing the roles of astrologer, author, intuitive, messenger, and teacher. With insights from spiritual guidance, I share with you consciousness-raising information that benefits and inspires our journeys as human beings. Essentially, that means I take spiritual information and make it practical, understandable, and fun to incorporate in the real world. The first half of the show covers topics related to consciousness and spirituality, and the second half of the show is focused on astrology. We will look at the main astrological energies happening right now, and I invite you to grab your astrological chart to see which areas of your life are being highlighted at this time. And as always, free ebooks, workshops, and inspiring information can be found on the website, ConsciousCoolChic.com. Thanks for being here. Let's get started with today's show. Hi, everybody. Welcome to a new episode of Conscious Cool Chic Radio. This is Molly McCord, and today we're talking about the astrology and energies of January 2016. Who is ready for a new year? Who is ready to move forward? Because 2016 is bringing us into a whole new phase of energies. And January is going to be that first step, that first entry point, and we're going to feel it. I really think there's going to be a sensation of newness when we move through January. So I'm going to talk more about that, and just a brief hello and welcome, and thank you for being here. The show has been off the air for about 4 months as I was on my maternity leave. I brought a precious little boy into the world who is wonderful and sweet and tiring and all those awesome things that make up parenthood. So a new adventure has been underway, and I am figuring out my schedule still. So I am doing this show. You're going to see new episodes, but I'm still figuring out when that best fits. So you could see some time where there's a little bit of a pause and you don't see an episode, and then I have two or three new episodes at once. So thank you for bearing with me as I move through this process. I did just do a show yesterday, in fact, that's all about how to energetically respond to violence and terrorism, kind of a spiritual grounding, if you will. So if you're interested in that information, you can find that episode on Blog Talk Radio or on iTunes. And as always, you can subscribe to this podcast and you'll be alerted when there is a new episode. And frankly, I think that's the way to go because you don't have to do anything or remember. You should receive some alerts when you're a subscriber. So thank you for being here. And I'm excited to talk astrology with you again because there's just this new phase we're moving into. You know, the bigger picture is that the past 3 years, 2012 through 2015, have been pivotal astrologically and energetically. We've had really rare transits occur. We've all been pushed to change and shift in ways that are best for our soul growth, even when our human selves have resisted it or our egos didn't want to go along. We were really pushed to grow and move and become more of ourselves. And so if the past few years have felt just really gosh darn hard, and it's worked with different people, you know, in different ways, as it always does, but I think it's affected everyone on some level. And I want you to know that the change is coming and that you're going to see the rewards. You're going to see the wisdom and what you were experiencing from a new level, a new position. So if you can allow the past 3 years to just sort of float away, to just be, to understand that they were so important to what you needed to learn and experience, it's going to help you move forward and step forward into what's really next for you. And I hope that you're willing to open up to that, because I believe we're all being invited to do so. And what we've been moving through the past 3 years has been that Uranus in Aries squaring Pluto in Capricorn energy, that really tough, it's like this tough integration of, you know, finding our power when it could feel like your power is outside of you, and really determining who am I, those new aspects of your self-identity that have been wanting to bloom and come out. And so we've had these power struggles, perhaps issues with authority, things that maybe we felt dominated or felt out of our control, all coming up against our sense of individuality and our ego and who we really want to be and who we declare ourselves to be. And that tight energy is going to be loosening a bit, but it's still going to be in play, if you will. It's still going to be something we're integrating and working through. It's just not going to feel like there's as much pressure. So know that the toughest, tightest parts have been already experienced. And yeah, we're still going to have to kind of work with it a bit in the next few years, but you're going to see it in a new way. So take some deep breaths. Know that you've moved through some tough stuff, and now a new adventure begins. And so as we start January 2016, we have, within the first 7 days, we have some planetary energies that are quite key. The first is Mars is going to enter Scorpio on January 3rd. And it's going to stay in Scorpio for 2 months. 2 months. And when Mars enters Scorpio, you know, Mars is all about our physical body, our action, going for what we want. It's about sexuality. It actually is about the masculine qualities. Think of Mars as that warrior self. And when Mars goes into Scorpio, we have to dig in deeper and determine what the passion is. What drives us? How are we going for what we want? How are we really tuning in to our deepest desires? It's emotionally charged energy. It is ambitious. It's strategic. And so you might feel this new sense of, I have to go for it. I have to do this. This is what I want. This is what it's about. You could feel that coming up in you. Scorpio, however, is also a private energy. So it could be that this is something that this new, perhaps your new goals or ambitions or what you want to direct your energy towards is private for you, meaning you're doing it in your own space, you're doing it internally, you're doing it psychologically, and just working with energy. So it doesn't necessarily mean you're out there in the world, but it depends on how this energy shows up for you in your chart. But the idea is that Mars in Scorpio clicks us into gear to what our true passions are and how we want to go for it. That what it's going to do, however, is also trigger some of the Saturn in Scorpio lessons that we've been learning the past 2 years. So where you felt, or let me rephrase that, where you were required to do some of your deepest, we'll even say darkest, change and transformation is now going to propel you, put you into action, and move you forward. You're going to see how I was meant to learn that, and now I know what to do with it. Now I know how to take action on this transformation I've been going through, on these challenges, on these new revelations. Now I know what to do. So that's quite supportive energy. Mars and Scorpio it works well together. Right now Mars is in Libra until January 3rd. And Mars in Libra isn't very strong. It's contemplative. It thinks things through. It gets stuck in analysis paralysis. So until January, you might not feel ready to take that action. But come January, there's something that usually clicks in when Mars is in Scorpio. Now, then we have, so that's January 3rd, that energy starts. Then, January 5th, Mercury retrograde. Mercury retrograde starts and goes until January 25th, 20 days. It will be in 1 degree of Aquarius, then it goes backwards into Capricorn. And it's going to touch on some important planets here. It's going to interact with Pluto again. It's going to interact with Uranus. It's going to be, throughout January, we're going to be having conversations and discoveries that are meant to show us more than what we didn't see before. And when the Mercury retrograde, I feel it has a pause because it goes retrograde mostly in Capricorn. And Capricorn is pensive. It thinks things through. It wants specifics. It wants details. It doesn't want to take a risk. Capricorn is not a risk taker. Capricorn wants to know what is real and true and reliable. So it's almost like this retraction period where we perhaps become more of an observer. Mercury in Capricorn, you know, Capricorn also rules authority figures, politics, corporations, big business. And with this retrograde, I wonder what is going to come to light. Here in the U.S., it's going to be quite interesting on the political front to see what the presidential candidates say or what is revealed. The Capricorn energy ultimately shows you how we're being responsible. So there's a sense of really having to be responsible with your thoughts and your words. You know, don't rush. Don't rush in January. Don't feel like you have to say something or that you must get it out. There's a sense of, I'm going to sit with this and be contemplative and really be responsible about what I need to say. And sometimes less is more. Less is more. So this Mercury retrograde, again, I feel it as a pause. I feel it as it's quiet. I feel it as a whisper even, that there's a quietness to Mercury in Capricorn retrograde. And then that energy changes around later in the month, and I'll touch on that in a moment. Also the beginning of the month, January 7th, Jupiter in Virgo goes retrograde. And this happens once a year that Jupiter goes retrograde. And it's going to stay retrograde until May 9th. So that's, 4 months? February, March, April. Yeah, 4 months of the Jupiter in Virgo retrograde. Now, Jupiter is the biggest planet. And right now it's in Virgo. And Virgo is concerned with the small details. There's actually a discomfort between Jupiter and Virgo. They're really not well placed together because Jupiter wants to expand and make things bigger. And let's look at the bigger picture and the growth. And Virgo says, now, let's make it smaller. Let's cut things out. Let's, edit and look at the minutiae. Let's look at the details here and how we can perfect, how we can improve, how we can make this process better. So Jupiter in Virgo, one of the things it has going for it is helping us understand the importance of our physical selves, of our body, nutrition, wellness, lifestyle, exercise, and even more specifically, what we're doing on a daily basis to support those parts of our lives. It's like, are you really eating your vegetables every day, multiple times a day? Are you having that salad, or is it something that you forget? Jupiter in Virgo is reminding us that we need to be grounded in a daily manner. And how are we being disciplined? And can we find the joy in discipline? When Jupiter goes retrograde for 4 months, we are encouraged and supported to take care of ourselves in a whole new way. And what I feel is wonderful during this 4 month stretch of time is to really look at where you need to take care of yourself better. And you can't just talk the talk. It's walk the walk time. Now, I can speak to this on a personal level because just having a baby means I need and I'm motivated to get back into shape, to lose the baby weight, to really, start this new lifestyle when there's a baby to care for and I have to take care of myself amongst all the other daily responsibilities in our lives. How do you do that? Well, that's part of figuring it out right now, is that we're encouraged to really look at what we need to do on a daily basis to take care of ourselves because our physical selves matter. So that's Jupiter in Virgo retrograde. It starts January 7th. It goes to May 9th. So the first 7 days of January is an interesting time of, this is how I sum it up. You are really contemplating and being wise about what you need, what you really truly need on a daily basis to take care of yourself, and that the focus is on the short term and daily details, and that's how you get to your long-term goals. So January is, yes, it's the month to start a detox routine. Yes, it's the month to start a new exercise routine. It really is all about these self-care principles and how you can apply them in your life. Now, January 9th and 10th, we have a new moon in Capricorn. And that is when both the sun and the moon are conjoined together on top of each other in the same sign. And the new moon is like that solidification of energies. And in Capricorn, we look at our goals for the year ahead, that next mountain to climb, that next peak, those ambitions. Where are you going? What do you want to accomplish next? This will be at 19 and 20 degrees of Capricorn. So if you know your astrology chart, you want to look at that part of your astrology chart, 19, 20 degrees of Capricorn, and see which house it's in. And the house tells you the area of life where this energy is concentrated. Now, a new moon is always a beginning point. It's a starting point. And so as we just talked about, the first part of January is a starting energy. It's kind of like you're ready to get something going, but you need to do it internally as well as externally, meaning you're doing it for yourself, more than for what the external world is going to give you or how it's going to recognize you. There's a thing here where you are worth it. You're really worth it. So commit to yourself. Commit to these goals for you and allow that to be enough. Now, also around this new moon, Saturn conjuncts Venus. And this is in Sagittarius. Whenever Saturn conjuncts Venus, I go, ugh, eeks, ah. Because it means that there's going to be financial issues to be aware of. Again, this is January 9th and 10th, financial issues. The bills show up from our holiday spending. We look at where we went too big, where we stretched ourselves too much. We look at where we have to cut back and be responsible and cut out. We have to be an adult. We have to be that adult version of ourselves. So this new moon, there is that energy of, if I'm going to get to where I want to go, some things have to go. I can't do it all. I can't buy everything. I can't go overboard. So there's that retraction energy. It's meant to harness us in, bring it on in so that you're not overextended or overcommitted. So if you got a heads up on that, it's going to help you move throughout the month. If you do not have those behaviors in place, you'll probably get some tougher lessons. You know, it'll be a little bit more like the universe having to maybe hit you on the hand with a stick. You know, it's that kind of like, you know, it's time to cut out the fat, right? Trim the fat. So, then we move through the month here, and, you know, the sun moves into Aquarius on January 20th, and this changes the energy up. Because the sun in Aquarius is fun and social. It says, okay, we have to get out of the office and go find our peeps. We need to have some fun. We need to find our soul tribe. We need to hang out with them. You know, to share our ideas, to do more, you know, to know that life isn't just about work. We need to have some fun, and we need to get out into the world. So that's when the sun moves into Aquarius on January 20th, and it's followed by a full moon, January 23rd and 24th. And the full moon is in Leo, which is very vibrant and fun and creative. So the end of January takes us into a more creative vibe, a more inspiring place where you want to make something or do something or be playful or find the fun in life. Find the fun. And again, this often is through community, through friends, social media, social groups, even acquaintances, something bigger than yourself too. Something that makes you feel connected to the world at large. It's a great time for charity work, nonprofit work, doing something in your community, volunteering. This full moon on January 23rd and 24th is about that bigger picture and recognizing that you are an intricate part of the whole, that you are a piece of the mosaic. So the end of January's energy tends to be more outgoing, tends to be more social than the beginning of the month and the first 3 weeks. Then we move through January, and January 25th, is usually when we shout, hooray, because Mercury is no longer retrograde. Mercury turns direct January 25th. Now, it will be in Capricorn. And it's going to be thinking things through, all right? So things are going to still feel a little slow, perhaps, to get going, but it's going to pick up energy as February begins. So you'll probably want to mark that day on your calendar. January 25th, Mercury stations direct, and that's when the plans and the ideas and the conversations will start to pick up. If you didn't hear back about something earlier in January, you'll probably hear back about it later in the month or early February. Now, the other day here we have coming up, the end of January, the 28th and the 29th, Jupiter in Virgo. Remember, Jupiter is helping us with our healing work, our nutrition, our wellness. It's going to conjoin the North Node. The North Node is what we're learning, how we're growing together, how we're moving forward. And so when Jupiter in Virgo conjoins the North Node in Virgo, you're going to feel some inspiration around how you're taking care of yourself. The self-improvement stuff is going to feel like it gets a burst of energy. So if you start this new diet or nutrition plan the beginning of January, and you maybe get off track, you know, like we do, like we all do, the end of the month is going to feel a return. You're going to feel that return to, okay, I'm really committed to this. I really want this. This is really important for me. It's bigger than myself. It benefits my family. It benefits what I can do in the world, how I can be of service, how I can be productive. And you're going to feel that return to the self-improvement and taking care of yourself. So January is quite supportive for that energy. So I really encourage you, as I encourage myself, to stay committed to what you need, to really watch your exercise, nutrition, wellness, health. All of that's going to be important throughout the month, more so actually than other Januaries, because we all know every January, you know, we think we're going to start a new fantastic routine and then something gets off track. But this January is going to feel different. It's going to feel more grounded and supported as long as you are committed, really committed to those changes. So overall, I feel that it's a quieter month. It's meant to be peaceful, reflective. It's meant to ground us and to help us prepare for the year, for 2016. And I will have another show for you about February, the astrology and energies of February. And I also have some more new radio shows for you talking about different consciousness and spirituality topics. And I'm excited to be back with you after this four-month break. So thank you for being here, friends. Great to reconnect. You can listen to this show again if you want to hear the dates and more of what the month holds. Otherwise, I'll see you on Facebook. I'm on Facebook multiple times a day. And please join my email list, because I'm actually going to have some free books for you. Yes, giving that away. I'm going to have some free books to share with you throughout 2016. So thanks for being here. I wish you the best, as always, and I'll see you right back here very soon. Take good care. Bye-bye.